B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey there, Stan. It's your Uncle Larry.
Uncle Larry? Are you talking about former meteorologist and known to all of Southwest Florida? Uncle Larry?
Oh, boy, what a pleasure it is to hear your voice, and a big howdy do to all my kids down there in Southwest Florida. And, boy, I wish I was there with you. I see you got sunny skies and temperatures there, the balmy 70s. I can tell you we sure don't have weather like that where I'm at right now in Springfield, Illinois.
Hold on. Wait. There's so many things. First of all, I want to say right now, I'm shocked that you called in. Usually we've had to find you. You sound great, Larry.
And well, thank you, Stan. Thank you.
And for those of you who are saying, well, who's Uncle Larry?
Well, everybody knows their Uncle Larry.
Back in the early 90s, Uncle Larry was the chief meteorologist at one of our local TV stations.
And I wasn't bitter about you making fun of me.
And then you went on the air, sauced, given the forecast for Southwest Florida, and you told everybody, your first week on the air, call me your Uncle Larry. You came off as a creep. They alcohol tested you, made you blow, and they fired you. And for 20-some-odd years, you've been nothing but wandering around, trying to get your life back together. And every time I've given you a chance, you failed. But I'm going to tell you right now, you sound great.
Well, I sure do appreciate that, and I feel great, and that's why I called you.
Well, hold on. Where are you living, by the way?
Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, and, okay. Cold
weather up there. When we've talked in the past, sometimes not proud of some of the things I may or may not have said. Some of them I don't remember, but
right.
I know I've leaned on you an awful lot. I'm back on track, and your Uncle Larry is doing what Uncle Larry does best, giving the forecast to all the good boys and girls here in Springfield, Illinois. And
you're saying you're giving the forecast in Springfield?
Well, I don't know if you recall, I asked you to write a letter for me about a year ago.
Yeah, I didn't mail it.
What I did, and I guess I better fess up, I took an email that you sent me about 5 years ago that was a draft of a letter that you were going to write for me,
right.
And you asked if I thought it was okay, and you never followed through.
No.
But what I did was I took the draft of that email, and I made up a letterhead there for Beasley, and I signed a signature on it.
You forged my name?
Well, I didn't forge it. It's your words. So I made do. A lot of people, this might help some people. You can use a computer at the public library, and you can get copies made there. They're fairly reasonable.
Okay.
The pocket change.
Okay.
And but that letter may have been what put me over the top and got me back in the saddle here in Springfield. And, well, by golly, I know it's a day-to-day thing, and every day is a struggle. But I've been doing awfully well here in Springfield. And, well, Stan, the reason I'm calling you today is to thank you for all your support over the years.
I've tried, Larry.
I want you to know that your Uncle Larry, although I'm very grateful to be doing the weather on television anywhere.
Well, you're doing. Did you get back on TV?
For the past 6 months, I've been an associate meteorologist.
At a TV station in Springfield, Illinois?
Yeah, well, it's not New York City, but they found themselves in desperate need, and it's been, quite an active winter weather season. And I've been on for 6 months, and I've got a new tape together. And my only regret in life right now,
yes,
is if only I could be doing this back in Southwest Florida. And I don't mind Springfield, but I sure would like to just come back home for all the little boys and girls back there in South
Stop
Florida.
Stop with the boy. That's what got you booted out. Now, hold on.
I thought it was my drinking got me booted out.
Both of them did. You drank and then you talked like a perv. So you were actually on TV. What is this, some kind of public access thing? Or
I don't want to say too much, but it's a legitimate network affiliate, and I've got a legitimate tape, and I think I'm ready. I know that... you know, Fort Myers has its temptations.
Was it a CBS affiliate, NBC affiliate?
Well, I don't know that that's important, Stan, but let me tell you this. I'm doing so well, and I've got so much faith in myself and all the good little boys and girls there in Fort Myers that I submitted my resignation yesterday because I want to come home.
You submitted your resignation. You got a job for the first time back in TV in 20 years.
You submitted your resignation. I think I've proven myself over the past 6 months that I'm capable of doing the job. And I just think it's meant to be. To have your Uncle Larry back there in Southwest Florida for all you kiddies.
Well, then you should be contacting and stop with the kiddies, Larry.
You remember how I'd have that bouncing beach ball over the high and low temperatures? And I loved it when we'd go down there and I think I had you on a live shot down there by Lover's Key.
Yeah, I remember.
Me and all the little kitties were building sandcastles and whatnot.
That was the sandcastle competition. Yes, kids came down there, but it wasn't a kid.
And it was me and a bunch of elementary school kids, and we built a big rocket ship.
I don't remember that.
They accused me of being perverted and said it looked too phallic and...
Can I?
Why am I talking about this?
I don't know why. It's not helping you. I just was running a quick search on Springfield, Illinois television stations. Hold on. Did you work at WICS TV in Springfield, Illinois?
Well, I guess cat's out of the bag. Yeah.
Because I heard you mention Vince.
Very, very respected station here in the market. And, there's Vince. He's one heck of an investigative reporter. Vinny D, I call him. I knew Vince's daddy. I've known Vince since he was just a little kid, and Vince is the one that convinced him to bring me in here. And
if it wasn't for Vince,
let me tell you a little something about Benson.
Oh, I think I'm finding out more about him right now as you speak.
That's a man who understands the meaning of a second, third, or a fourth chance.
He's
been through hell.
Larry, why don't you tell everybody here in Southwest Florida about the Hooters incident? You don't think I know this stuff? I can Google stuff, too. I looked up the TV stations in Springfield. This one pops out like a hot turd. This thing, you want to tell me about Hooters? Uncle Larry and the kids and your buddy Vince Dementri? You want to come clean now, Larry, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you one shot to come clean, then I'm going to read the story. What happened?
I don't know where you're getting this from. I was told that this was going to be handled in-house, and as long as I submitted my resignation, there'd be nothing said that it was a personnel matter.
You want to come clean on this, or am I going to read the Associated Press report? Larry?
Are the APs reporting on what happened?
There we go. Dateline, Springfield, Illinois. History seems to be repeating itself for old Philly newscaster and Southwest Florida weatherman. According to the Illinois Times, former Philadelphia NBC 10 anchor Vince Dementri and a part-time weather forecaster were fired from their latest gigs at WICS-TV in Springfield, Illinois. According to sources, Dementri, 50, and a weatherman who claimed to be a meteorologist by the name of Uncle Larry, age unknown, got involved in a fight with another colleague on February 24th. Police were called just after midnight. Midnight, Larry. With reports of fists flying between two people, one of them Dementri, the other one the forecaster.
Well, that's patently false.
No.
I wouldn't, Vince and I would never raise a hand to Vincent, and he would never raise a hand to me. It was that other son of a bitch.
Now, this will be the third dismissal for the troubled newscaster. No word on how many jobs the forecaster has lost, claiming he's a recovering alcoholic. And I love Springfield, Illinois. Both could not be reached for comment. What the? You're going to call me, you traitor, you liar. You're going to call me. I'm putting my resignation, coming back to sunny Southwest Florida. Can you help me stand? You're a liar.
Stan.
You're a drunk. You're a liar and a drunk.
Stan, you can't believe everything you read.
Larry?
Okay.
Larry?
I may have made a mistake.
Larry, answer me this. Are you employed right now? Are you in the TV business right now?
No, but I've got a case.
Larry, you drinking right now? Are you under the influence right now?
You know, I've had enough to finally tell everybody the truth about Vince, because he's the victim here. It goes back to 9/11, and Vince was the one reporting on WTC7. It was an inside job, and he proved it.
Okay, I can't.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope
want to send. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. On all afternoon.
The tip of the Beasley Broadcasting, spear. That's it? Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition. I can't waste too much time here after we played the opener and the theme song and stuff. We got to get down to business. And what we got to do is, K-Rock is broadcasting live today from Estero Bay Chevrolet. Why aren't you on?
I don't know.
There you go.
Cast?
Estero Bay Chevrolet. And Zito's out there. Chance to win Shinedown tickets tonight for Hertz Arena and meet the band. As a matter of fact, there's an acoustic set getting ready to start from Asking Alexandria. Going to be going on out there as well.
Is that the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tribute band?
So they were saying, you know, what in the world? Zito's got a lot of work to do out there introducing the band. And so they've given somebody, much like Uncle Larry, another shot. Let's go live for his first break.
This is official?
Yeah, official. Let's go live to his first break at Estero Bay Chevrolet. I-75 in Corkscrew, by the way. Estero exit 123.
Well, who is it? You're keeping me in suspense.
Come in, broadcaster from Estero Bay.
Hello. Yay, what's up, bro? What's up, dude?
Actually,
it's his gig?
Yes, it's his gig.
Well, should I play his theme music then?
No. No, Estero Bay Chevrolet might not like that.
Well, I think I should.
No.
I'm Bruce McCullough.
What's happening, bros?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, there we go.
These are the days.
Love it.
It's not whether you love it or not. You're there to do a job.
Yeah, man.
All right, tell everybody. Where are you at? What's going on, Dave?
Hey, brother, I'm at Estero Bay Chevrolet on Corkscrew Road. We have got Asking Alexandria out here going to be doing a live acoustic performance at 2:30 today.
What is Asking Alexandria?
They are a band that runs on our station, boys. If you haven't heard them, you need to check them out, man. They're really cool, man. Really awesome.
And they're
awesome,
there
man.
With you.
They will be showing up here shortly, yes.
Okay.
Scheduled to appear?
Yep, scheduled to appear at 2:30. And we're out here.
What
getting
time
this.
Is it now?
Stage.
We're out here. Where are we at right now?
I don't know. Where are we? I don't even have a clock, man. I don't have a watch.
We're
boys.
At Estero Bay Chevrolet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's
stop
one. Yeah, we're
yelling into the microphone or adjust your volume, bonehead.
All right, I'll pull it away a little bit. Yeah, Estero Bay Chevrolet on Corkscrew Road.
Okay.
In Estero.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. K Rock right
absolutely.
Here. Absolutely.
Right by 75, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just right around the corner from my house, man. On I-75.
can't miss it.
Nope, you can't miss it, man. We got the band out there, bro. Everybody's piling in. We got a nice crowd building up, so it's looking like it's going to be a killer, killer time, man.
And they're coming to Estero Bay Chevrolet not only to get the latest deals on the 19s, but they can also get... Am I doing this for you?
Look, man.
What can you get? What can you...
Dave?
What, go on out there.
Let me tell you.
To win, let me tell you.
Hey, boys, there's Chevy's galore out here. Chevy's
and a chance
galore.
To win.
Corvettes. Man, why are they putting this up? I don't have no copy, man.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to help you. Hold on. I'm going to help you. Going to help you, okay, buddy? Okay.
Dave, you see that gauge up there that says altitude?
Is there anything that I could do to help out right now?
Yes,
because I mean,
Zito.
He's red in the face. I just
Zito.
I got to get things rolling here and make sure the client is happy here.
Can you tell everybody why to come on out to Estero Bay Chevrolet? You got a chance to win something, and you're going to get a live show.
Absolutely, we've got tickets to Fort Rock. Or I'm sorry, you got tickets to the sold out show tonight over at Hertz Arena. We've got Asking Alexandria with a live performance. And guys, if you're looking for a car, a truck, an SUV of extreme quality, Estero Bay Chevrolet has you covered, brand new or pre-owned. Guys,
awesome.
When you were driving in there. Because I think I saw a commercial of theirs. Aren't they on, like, Chevrolet Way? Is that the name of the road?
Yeah, I think they are, actually.
Yes.
It's kind of like maybe the same guy that got Stan and Haney Boulevard.
Yeah. I said, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, Zito, I know you're a busy man out there because you're preparing for the live acoustic set. You're getting ready to get winners for Shinedown tonight at Hertz Arena.
Right.
And the meet and greets and all that. Dave, will you explain to Dave, but the next time we come on, the who, what, when, where, and whys in the broadcast?
I'll try. I just, you know, if you could just talk to him for 60 minutes or 60 seconds about whatever it is you want to, I'm sure everything will be fine. I just want the client to be happy. And, you know, now he's getting all red in the face causing a scene, and you know how that goes. So just talk to him about
guitars.
Well,
he's a little nervous. You wouldn't suggest he's on the edge of spazzing, are you?
Well, yeah, he could be. You know how he gets. So just talk to him about the El Camino or what, you know, whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Throw it back over to him.
I'll throw it back over. Here's Dave the Waterman.
Yeah. Jeez. Jeez.
Stay cool.
You're on!
Hey, sorry about that.
Hey, you know, Dave, you've been around a lot of Chevrolets over the years.
Oh, boy, have I.
Yeah,
have
you
I
sure
ever,
have.
Man.
You know all
Camaros,
about those Chevrolets.
Corvettes, Impalas, you name it, buddy.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
See, now it's creeping on me, and I'm getting mad enough to hit somebody.
Yep. Hit Dave. Stan and Haney, we got the grab bag coming up here in just a second, about an hour from now.
But right now, isn't all hell breaking loose in Estero?
I'll get to that. Hour from now, are you smarter than Haney? And all hell's breaking loose right now at Estero Bay Chevrolet.
On Chevrolet Way.
And you need to stop by there. They're going to be doing the big ticket giveaway where you can win tickets. Got an acoustic set coming up. Great deals on automobiles right there, I-75 and Corkscrew Road. And the man that's anchoring the whole thing this afternoon, let's see if he's got his volume
the man in charge,
is Dave the Waterman.
Yeah, no, he just handed the mic over to me, guys.
What?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Well, he just freaked him out. He's all squirrely now, and you know he's all gun shy now.
Why?
Why?
Why? I don't know. You know him better than I do, don't you?
Well, is somebody singing?
Yeah, who's singing?
Yeah, it's an acoustic performance
by who?
Asking Alexandria,
and they're going to be there tonight at Hertz Arena as well.
They are opening up the show tonight over at Hertz Arena for Shinedown and Papa Roach. It's the Attention World Tour.
All right.
See, Dave couldn't have answered these questions.
I know
you want
he couldn't.
Put him on?
Now tell. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hold on. Here you go.
Okay.
Here. All right. Don't embarrass me, Dave. Here you go.
Yep. All right. All right.
Embarrass you.
You're on, Dave.
Let me tell you.
I won't embarrass you.
Let me tell you. You're on.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what up, the boy? Hell are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to be quiet, man. These guys are playing.
But you're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
You know what?
Then why don't you walk away from where they're at?
Okay.
All right.
I'm grabbing.
Dave, do you understand that Estero Bay Chevrolet would like very much for you to speak right now, regardless of what they're doing?
Hang on, boys. Yeah, dude, my voice can carry. Thank God. All right, boys, I'm going to Estero Bay Chevrolet.
All right,
man.
Boys, let me tell you. All right, boys.
No, I'm not saying that. What do you want?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know what we're doing... We have Asking Alexandria out here, guys.
Yes.
They're playing an acoustic set.
Out where?
At Estero Bay Chevrolet.
Located?
At Corkscrew Road in I-75 in beautiful Estero, Florida.
All right. You get a preview of the opening act for the big show tonight at Hertz Arena.
Absolutely.
And a chance to win.
Meet and greet here later on with Shinedown, I believe it is, at 5 o'clock. Don't quote me
you
on
believe
that.
It is? It
don't
is
quote sh- you on that.
No, don't quote me on it because nobody's given me no copy. I don't know nothing that's going on. I'm just driving the van today, man. Okay. You know?
Wait a second.
But you know there's some beautiful automobiles there.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, Stan, you should see these Corvettes out here, buddy. They got your name all over them. Yeah.
Well, that's great. What if I don't think I can afford a Corvette?
Yeah, what else can they get me into?
We've got Chevy Cruises out here.
You know, I've got a family.
Nice. A cruise would be nice.
Yeah, Chevy Cruise would be perfect.
Could I fit my six kids in a cruise?
Absolutely. If not, you know what? Let me walk over here. We also have, let's see here. We've got,
we'll check in with you next break.
I'm looking for leg room.
How about a nice Chevy Tahoe?
Yeah, bam, now you're talking.
Slashing prices out here.
You don't know that. You don't know what deals they're offering out there right now.
Are you just guessing?
You guessing?
Well, they say they got their safe for sale. On sale.
We'll check in with you in about another 30 minutes.
No, you won't, buddy.
Swing by Estero Bay Chevrolet.
What, you're leaving?
Yeah, I got to run somebody over to the arena.
But what about your fans that are coming out to meet you?
You were going to be doing the breaks. Zito was going to be handling the band, the announcements, and all of that out there.
Why doesn't don't nobody tell me this
why
stuff?
Why doesn't nobody tell, Dave?
Stanley.
We'll check in within a half hour. Everything. Now, let me tell you. You can win tickets to see Shinedown tonight at Hertz Arena, plus go backstage and meet the band. That's going to be over at Estero Bay Chevrolet.
Can I quote you on that?
Don't quote me on that. Unbelievable. So go on by. Zito's there. Dave's there. And there's an acoustic set going on right now from Asking Alexandria. They're going to be opening up for Shinedown tonight. And you still get a chance to get some tickets over there. Estero Bay Chevrolet. They're going to be out there until 4 o'clock. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Don't quote me on that, bro.
Don't know what the heck is going on with him. Again, it was another thing Zito tells me. He says, you know what? We're really trying to find a spot for him right now. Mm-hmm. It'd be a good thing if I have to go to an appearance and he can be my van driver.
Yeah, he's really good at it.
And then we get that.
Yeah, he's one of the best at it.
You looking to get in shape? You looking to trim down those abs?
You sorry that you got fat?
I will slim down.
Hey, you've tried everything to get rock hard abs. Gym equipment, that stuff they sell on TV, none of it works. That's why I invite you to
Gut Punch!
At Gut Punch, all of our personal trainers punch you in the gut. for about 15, 20 minutes. And all that flinching and resisting in your midsection will give you the rock hard abs you're looking for. And you know our saying at Gut Punch, we won't let you quit. So come in today to Gut Punch. Here's one of our satisfied customers.
I've tried to quit, but they just won't let me. I had no idea. They literally meant I couldn't quit.
Oh, hey, Tommy.
Oh, no. Here they come. Hey, guys.
Gut Punch. You want great abs? You need Gut Punch.
They won't let you quit.
Sign up now.
We had a trainer like that once.
We did.
He's, what was he, fresh out of Special Forces?
Something like that. It's like he, first time Annie and I get to the gym, we're overweight. We just had a big greasy breakfast, and suddenly we're training like a seal.
Yep. Then the manager comes over and goes, oh, he was a little over enthusiastic. That's seal training there. Yeah. You guys shouldn't be doing that.
I don't, you know, this is round number two for Bernie Sanders. Gonna be running for president again. And Junior, you need to listen up, because when he made his big announcement, it sounds like his approach has changed. Here's the man himself.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. Our campaign is about racism, sexism, homophobia, religious bigotry, and all forms of discrimination. I'm running for president because a great nation is judged by how it treats the billionaires and nuclear weapons it has. The United States must lead the world in militarism, authoritarianism, and global wealth inequality. So here is my question for you. Will you stand with me as a pathological liar, a fraud, a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and someone who is undermining American democracy in an authoritarian direction? Together, we can create a nation that leads the world in the sale and distribution of assault weapons. F*** you. I hope you'll join me.
He's getting older.
Yeah, but it's a new approach. And I see Junior, when I said he announced, he's got that fist in the air. I appreciate that. He's got a new outlook there for 2020.
Now, I know you you look at the Tucker Carlson program from time to time.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if it was last night or recently, but I saw a little video clip on the interwebs of him interviewing a college professor that had written a book about all these hate hoax crimes.
Yes!
And that everyone
has been proven to be a fake.
And the way that they closed out that interview was great, because I don't know if it was him or the author that said it, but it was... It seems like there's a supply and demand problem with bigots. We need more bigots because there aren't enough to create the hate
stir
crime
that they want.
Yep.
That they did. They went back years to find all these hate crimes.
What, all the way to Tawana Brawley?
They said they could not find one that was legitimate. And that's essentially what it is. Calling all bigots, well, you go do something for me. If you have a cat, this works.
Well, when you give cat advice, I think you have to give a disclaimer, because you have an animal that really would be more at home in a zoo than being a house cat.
This works with him, too. Somebody, and I'm going to play it for you right now, somebody online was sick of his annoying cat meowing, meowing, meowing. So he took the cat's meow and auto-tuned it. And people are saying, those that play it on their computer or have it on their phones, that if they're at home and they play this cat meow auto-tuned, it drives their own house cat nuts.
And have you experimented with this?
So this morning I'm putting this stuff together and I'm reading this. There's old Puss in Boots.
Has he done his morning attack already?
Oh, yeah. Now it's nap time for him. So he's on the sofa, on the blanket, over on the sofa. And I turn the speaker volume up a little bit. And I hit it. Out of a dead sleep, he goes and he perks up. He's looking around. He wants to find out what's going on.
Like he wants to fight, or he's concerned?
He's concerned. What is this? this works on cats. This guy auto-tuned his cat. It's for real. Here you go.
Who's that, little puss?
Yeah, that's a little puss.
Now, see, for a cat's brain...
Well, I don't know what it does to him. It freaks him out.
Well, to us, we hear that and we go, oh, that's an auto-tuned cat. To them, they're going, that sounds like many cats, yet one.
Yeah.
What is this?
Out of a dead sleep. It heard the first few, he picked his head up. Ears all perked up. Then it really starts going. He gets up. He's walking to the end of the soul. He's jumping down on the
floor.
He's going to
go and attack
going
something.
Down the hall. He wants to know what the hell this is.
Not in my house.
Nope.
It's fun to screw with animals, isn't it?
Yeah. Someone started a petition.
You know what I've had what? Recently? I'd what? Like to auto-tune.
What?
An owl that won't shut up.
Oh, yeah. You can auto-tune an owl, too.
Because I'm sitting there, and at first it's kind of cool. Oh, there's an owl. And he was doing this one particular call. And then an owl even closer to me started answering him. Doing the same thing back.
You know, hoot owls.
And then the one, I guess, got bored and stopped answering him.
Yeah.
And the other one's like retarded or something because he keeps doing it and can't understand why he won't answer him.
Wait. Absolute Law text line. My cats just stopped what they were doing and went to stalk my stereo. Yeah.
They'll eat you.
Yell you. Oh, if you die, they'll feed on you.
You stop moving.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be dead. You just stop moving where they think you're not going to do anything about it. They'll start nibbling.
Yeah, you know where they go first.
Yep.
Yep. Eyes. So maybe that's what happened to your girlfriend.
Yeah,
there.
Your lady friend. Yeah. Maybe her kitty got her.
Yep. She's looked like a cat lover. Someone started a petition to sell the state of Montana to Canada for $1 trillion. And to use that money to pay off the national debt. It started out as a joke. It was brought up for a vote. It was defeated. But some reporter in Edmonton asked Canadians what they thought of the idea of the United States selling Montana to Canada
Montana,
for $1 trillion.
That would be like a tropical island for Canadians.
Here you go. Here's their response.
Buy Montana.
That Canada should buy Montana.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
How alike are Montanans to Albertans? If they're similar, sure.
Yes. Why not?
Lots of enthusiasm there. Why?
I don't know. Montana seems pretty cool.
I saw a bit of that on Twitter. I think that's a great idea. I've been there. I love Montana.
I don't know. I don't know how much, like, you know, a state costs.
I don't think we should have to pay. They should just want to willingly join us.
Do you think we should offer the U.S. to take Montana over?
Nothing. We should just take it.
Just take it?
Yeah.
How would we take it? Just like with our beavers and mooses?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone needs more Canada.
I don't know if they're aware of this, but Hank Williams Jr. is quite fond of Montana.
Yeah,
that might not go over too well.
Follow me on this. You're going to hear from the odd homeowners. Then you're going to hear from the mother of the girl that did this, and I think the girl herself, I don't know. Three teenage girls broke into a house in California 10 days ago and stole the family's BMW while the family was on vacation in Hawaii. They actually filmed themselves smoking weed in the stolen car on a stolen iPad. and it got uploaded to the cloud so the homeowners could see the video on their stolen iPad while in their stolen BMW. The owners posted the video on Facebook. The mother of one of the girls saw it, recognized it was her daughter, and they all got busted. We'll start with the homeowners, then we get to the, what do we got? We got the homeowners, mom, who busted, and then the daughter.
I go to my bedroom, and I notice everything is ransacked through. I find out that on Thursday, there was this random video that's on my phone.
And we saw my wallet in the video. I was like, oh, this has to be your car. I put the video on Facebook because I wanted some identification of who they are, because what the cops told us the night before, I felt like they weren't going to do anything.
A friend of mine sent it to me through Facebook, and she said, that's Liz, I think this is your daughter. I mean, I'm not sure, but I think it is. And when I watched the video, I said, oh, that's definitely her.
We were smoking and just listening to the music, and like I was in the passenger seat, and my other friend was driving, and we're just recording on the iPad.
I apologize. I'm very, very sorry. Be a little bit lenient with my child, please, because I know she did a bad thing.
She's and stealing cars!
I'm not happy of that.
Afraid to go into my own house. So that's a lot to take away from me.
Be lenient with my child. Oh, yeah, sure, with the car thief. Quicksand is real. Oh, you see the stuff on the movies where the guy on safari goes and gets caught in the quicksand and all that. A guy from...
And usually Tarzan will save him.
Yep. Guy from Arizona got stuck in quicksand while he was hiking with his girlfriend in a national park in Utah.
You've got to be still and you need a stick.
His left leg was stuck up to his knee, and he said he felt like he was in concrete. His girlfriend had to hike for 3 hours to get help during a winter storm.
There was no chance of moving it at all. The sand had surrounded the whole leg, and the best way to describe it would be to just standing in a huge puddle of concrete that basically just dries instantly.
I didn't know if I would for sure make it out. I didn't know if I could do that hike alone.
One guy scraping sand away, they were able to free my leg. It was probably one of the worst pains I've ever felt.
He was in water, running water, in, you know, up to like his knees, and so there were some cold injuries, hypothermia, plus injuries from being stuck in the sand.
I wouldn't go back and change anything or do anything differently. It was just a freak accident that my leg hit this hole of sand.
Yeah. I think that what you've learned is to avoid the quicksand. You would do that differently, wouldn't you?
Yep, avoid it. Don't walk in the same spot.
I think somebody might want to speak to him.
A woman in the UK found the was in the horrible position of learning that she had tongue cancer. Had to get her tongue bobbed back. But they actually did a transplant of tissue from her arm and grafted it to what was remaining of her tongue. So kind of like a arm to tongue transplant so she could talk again and all. But apparently where the arm tissue was put onto her tongue, there's no taste there. She can taste in certain areas of her mouth. Well, I'll let her explain it.
They have to cut my neck open to remove all my glands. All my molars have gone. I feel more around the roof of my mouth, believe it or not. I taste, when I put things in my mouth, I can taste from the top of my mouth and around the side of my mouth here. You know, your taste buds haven't gone. And underneath my mouth I can taste, but not actually on the tongue at the moment. It makes you open your eyes and realise that don't take eating for granted, because I love eating. So I was a bit gutted because I haven't tried toast yet. That's the only thing I haven't tried. I've tried bread and soup, but I haven't tried toast. I don't know if that, hoping that I can have a piece of toast one day with loads of butter on it.
You know, she, how she loves eating, but now she can't taste her food. And it takes
away.
Could
be dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have you had something go, ooh, that's bad. I'd better not eat that. But if you can't taste it.
you had the Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie. They're doing one about Elton John. And, of course, Netflix.
Now, is that going to feature his wife a lot?
Maybe. Well, snippet. Very brief in his career. But Netflix is doing a Motley Crue movie.
Now you're talking.
Here's the trailer.
Could have happened to anybody, but it didn't. It happened to us.
The new band is going to be something nobody's ever seen before.
Oh my God, those are my pants.
But they look so much better on me.
We got a runaway, a kid drummer, an old man.
Let's just play it.
A cover band singer.
They say you're going to be a rock star.
What do you think?
We want to knock people on their then we've got to give them a show. I'm talking like a stadium show in the clubs. The fans, they're dying for some anarchy. So let's give it to them.
I had managed the Scorpions, Bon Jovi, Skid Row, Kiss. But I have never been through what Motley Crue put me through.
It's called The Dirt. Coming to Netflix.
Oh, that's real?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a bit.
No, it's real. Grab Bag's been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, check in with Dave or Zito over at Estero Bay Chevrolet. Chance to win tickets to Shinedown tonight. And we'll also take your phone calls as well later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Are you smarter than Haney? This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. 277-9600. If you want to talk to us, it's a 239 area code. We might be able to have a little time to take a few phone calls. A lot of stuff we got to take care of, though. First of all, I want to go to the Absolute Law text line. More people calling in or texting in about that cat auto-tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, when you played that cat auto-tune, one cat ran around the house, the other stares at the radio, and also freaked out my dogs. Don't want to have to go through that again. Yeah, it. I don't know if it's the tone or the level, but it drives.
They don't like that.
They don't like it. They don't like it at all. Mattress Firm. President's Day sale has been extended, held over for a limited time. You can take advantage of great, great deals, unbeatable deals on the best beds at Mattress Firm.
Yeah, and it's your last chance, too.
Yep, and get a load of this. Get a free adjustable base up to $699 value. And
you got no
customize
idea.
Your bed.
You got no idea. If you haven't had one, you just don't know.
If you got a bad back, if you snore, if you want to just go and elevate the feet a little bit after a hard day's work, that adjustable base. Haney and I had never had one until we went to Mattress Firm and you got the adjustable base.
And you get it with the remote. You lay down, and then you just hit buttons until you find your sweet spot, and then it's like, oh, my God, the pressure's gone.
Now, until Tuesday, you can enjoy up to $500 in savings on America's best-selling brands. It's been extended, held over, the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Let's check in Estero Bay Chevrolet. Chance to win tickets to see Shinedown tonight at Hertz Arena, plus go backstage and meet and greet the band. We heard earlier an acoustic set going on from Asking Alexandria.
So tonight, some lucky listener is going to be able to go, hey, you Shinedown?
Yep.
Yeah, I am Shinedown. What's your name? My name's Pete. Hey, Pete, I'm Shinedown. You want a picture? Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Shinedown.
Yep.
You're cool.
You're cool, Shinedown. And
now, You're cool, Pete.
Oh, thank you, Shinedown. Who am I talking to out there?
Zito.
Hi, Zito.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
I don't know what you did to him, but I mean, he's just, you know.
Wait a second.
He's a scared little dog.
You and I were talking before you headed out to Estero Bay Chevrolet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said, look, I'm going to be handling the acoustic thing with the band. I'm going to be handling the giveaways. Dave is going to handle the remote.
Yep.
What happened from there?
I don't know. I guess you put him on the spot. And then I said to him, I said, look, don't make it look bad. Don't make me look bad in front of a Estero Bay Chevrolet. Yeah. Just talk to him.
And asking Alexandria.
Yeah, I don't want to look bad in front of them either.
I don't really care about that. I mean, I just want, you know, the guys from Estero Bay Chevrolet. First of all, let me tell you, Pat Denson, Estero Bay Chevrolet, great guy, great people out here rolling out the red carpet for K-Rock. So, so we want to make sure that we're giving these guys, you know, what they're paying for.
Absolutely.
Here, you know? And then all of a sudden, you know, the Waterman, I don't know what you were, you're quizzing them on Chevy vehicles or, you know, asking them, you know, if they had a power trade warranty or whatever it was. But he turned white as a ghost and he's like, I don't know, man. It's like, well, Dave, you know what we're doing.
I
mean,
I don't know
what we're doing out here, don't you? I mean,
that's,
you know,
what
that
all we were asking
them. Well, I don't know.
We wanted
you know
to know
him.
About Shinedown tickets, the acoustic show, and I'm sure Estero Bay Chevrolet has got some great deals on some automobiles.
I'm sure they do, and you know what? All you got to do is ask these guys, and they'll show you to the automobiles.
And so is he frightened of the microphone now?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like it's almost like, you know, when you hit a chihuahua for peeing in the carpet,
yeah,
and all of a sudden the next time you want to go pet it or something,
yeah, it quivers,
kind of flinches at
yeah.
you. Yeah,
yeah.
So he's quivering.
And then there's a little mess.
Yeah, and then there's a little mess. Yeah, a little piddle.
Yep.
That nervous piddle. Yeah.
Yep. Just can't hold it in.
Now, will you explain? You can explain to us. Win tickets to Shinedown tonight and go and meet the band. What's going on?
Correct. So, okay. So at 5 o'clock, we're going to go meet Shinedown. But, you know, you've got to come here to Estero Bay Chevrolet and you've got to register to win the tickets. And we've got we got four pair. I had to grease one of the guys over at Estero Bay Chevrolet.
Of course you
yeah.
did.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that's part of the game.
Yep.
So we've got four pair of tickets for tonight's show. And then all four of you will come with me at 5 o'clock and meet Shinedown.
So you'll get to meet Jeff Z.
You will if that's something that you think is
necessary, then
you will meet me. Yes,
yeah.
You will.
And then you get great seats for the show.
Yeah, you know. It, look, if you're a little bit of an older gentleman and you say to me, "Look, man, I've been through this party once or twice before. I'd really appreciate a seat. I can hook you up with an actual chair. If you want to be, you know, on the floor with Dave the Waterman, we can accommodate that as well."
Oh, that's right. I forgot. He's going to be at the show, too, isn't he?
Well, he said he wanted tickets, and now he says he's got something to do.
Wait a second.
He's got to get my dinner.
Wait a second. Yeah, that's true.
Well,
he does have a job.
Very long.
He does have a job. But wait a second. He begged you for months, and then you told me the other day, earlier in the week, you said, just let Dave know if you see him. I've secured his tickets for him.
Yeah.
Went the extra mile to make sure that when he wants to pick up his tickets at the box office, they're going to be there under his name. And now he says, I don't know if I'm going?
I think so. I think he told me he had something to do.
Things happen.
Like picking
we'll
up your dinner.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to check in with you one more time, okay?
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, see you, Zito. Jeff Zito over at Estero Bay Chevrolet. What an idiot. You know what? From the moment that concert was announced, I got to be there. I got to be there, brah. And he made it happen for him. Dave's technically not even an employee here. He made it happen for him.
Oh, Dave always wants tickets. But rarely does he go to the show.
Jeez. 2779600. I got to read this story. I love this.
You have very good taste.
I learned from you. I'll tell you right now. I had never heard in my youth of Howlin' Wolf. Haney introduced me to Howlin' Wolf. Said, you want to know who influenced the Stones? You want to know who had an influence?
And your first reaction was fear.
It was like, my God, listen to this guy.
Yep.
And then he tell you know, he worked with Clapton, he worked with the Stones. He really, I am such a fan for probably the last 20 years now of Howlin' Wolf. I try to spread the word to everybody. If you haven't heard him, and then when you play stuff like this, you know what? It affects you at, like your brainstem. Something's good about it.
This was a very short-lived power trio from Austin, Texas. Out of this band, a couple of them worked with the T-Birds. And they weren't around as a band that long. I think they only put out two albums. But you know how I found them?
How?
It was an interview. I don't know if it was Billy Gibbons or Dusty Hill. It was one of the two. And they asked him, who's your favorite band? And they said, oh, right now, that'd be the Tailgaters out of Austin, Texas.
This is awesome stuff. Let's go to the phone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ahoy, who's this? Oh, I got to hit the right button here. Hold on. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. I've been here for a long time, almost as long as you guys. I was calling, first of all, you just had mentioned something about tickets. You guys, over the years, have helped hook me up to free rock shows. Last week, you were giving away the Golden Roses. I was trying to get through. I have a 14-year-old daughter. I'm a single father. You guys both have daughters. So I was calling to humbly ask if I could get tickets to the show, because it'll be the first time I can take my daughter who turns 14.
I don't have them. You got to go down to Estero Bay Chevrolet where they're going to drop.
Zito can help you.
They got four pairs of tickets.
Well, the good news is I'm going to go either way. I just seen if I could get in. Yeah, I caught the last thing. But listen, guys, I love you. You've been a part of my life. My daughter, who just in the last year or so I've let start listening, not because there's anything that's too over the top, but you know, first of all, she doesn't get any humor. I love it because it's a riot. But she is a fan, and I was going to take her tonight, and I'm still going to take her. So, anyway, love the show. Appreciate Have a great
it.
Night.
Appreciate it.
What did he say?
Wow. Love the show. Just now started letting my daughter listen. Don't understand Haney's humor. She don't get you. Just want to let you know, the show could be a little better, but I've been listening for a long time. And, you know, I really wish you guys would give me free stuff, but I love the show.
And she doesn't understand
my
humor.
No. Sorry.
Well, you know, we can all improve, Stan.
We sure
and
can.
And I am going to make a damned concerted effort to relate more to 14-year-old girls.
Right on, brother.
I'm working on it right now.
By the way, I wouldn't doubt this. Somebody just texted in. Have you found out if Dave sold his tickets? Yeah, not surprising. Excuse me. I get this cold. I've got to read this story to you. We did one last week because the woman was on Tucker Carlson, the lesbian, who with the transgenders, there's a war starting. Because lesbians...
Well, I think that there's going to be between now and the next presidential election... I think you're going to start to see it more and more, where people that we think of as left are going to start going, hold on, this has gone too far.
Lesbians are fighting back by including transgenders in that long alphabet soup, and the organizations that support them are kicking them off when they go and voice their opinions about it. One of the greatest tennis players of all time. She came out in the 80s, Martina Navratilova. One of the, without a doubt, one of the greatest athletes And she's never been a person being overbearing that you've got to accept my views. She's been living her life.
No, her attitude is, okay, you don't like me, that's fine. I'll beat you.
Yep. Get a load of this. Athlete Ally is a nonprofit whose mission it is to end rampant homophobia and transphobia in sport.
They're not the same thing.
They said it precisely, but they lump it all into the LGBTQ community. The group, I guess they said they were removing the tennis great as their organization's ambassador and from their advisory board. They're kicking Martina Navratilova out. Why? The group said Navratilova's recent assertions in an op-ed she penned for the Sunday Times about trans athletes was, in fact, transphobic to them, based on false understanding of science and data, and perpetuated dangerous myths that lead to the ongoing targeting of trans people.
Myths like chromosomes?
Here's what Navratilova said.
Isn't it funny how the science is in on global warming, but the science on this, we don't know.
Here's what Navratilova wrote. It's going to be in the Sunday Times. The 18-time Grand Slam tennis singles champion came under fire after she argued it would be cheating to allow transgender women to compete in women's sporting events due to unfair physical advantages. A man, she said, can decide to be female, take hormones if required by whatever sporting organization is concerned, win everything in sight, and perhaps earn a small fortune, then reverse his decision and go back to being a man. It's insane, and it's cheating, she continued. I'm happy to address a transgender woman in whatever form she prefers, but I would not be happy to compete against her. It would be unfair.
Didn't we go through this with Dr. Renee Richards?
Yep. Athlete Ally said this is not the first time they've had to approach Martina Navratilova about this topic. In late December, she made deeply troubling comments across her social media channels about the ability for trans athletes to compete in sports.
So she's committed thought crime.
And she's committed thought crime. They've kicked her off as the organization's ambassador and their advocacy board or advisory board because she said this trans stuff is not the same as how you are as a person, whether you're male or female. And they're battling with each other. But she's absolutely correct. There's biology, and then there's how you identify.
Two different
things.
And there's a civil war brewing between feminists of a certain age that actually fought the battles and the current feminists. Because it's like what happened to Navratilova there is it's almost like, you know, they give you a sheet of what you believe.
Yeah.
And if you stray from it.
You know, here's a woman that came out in the 80s. And she, for the second week in a row, we're finding these people are upset because they're lumping trans into their gay and lesbian group. And the second you say anything about a trans, which is all factual, it's based on biology, then you're no good. We're kicking you off our board. Unbelievable.
Well, you're just misreading the science.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's called XX or XY.
Yep.
One of the two.
That's it. When we come back, chance for you to win, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? We'll also check in one more time with Zito, probably, not Dave, over at Estero Bay Chevrolet. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney? Oh, you gotta be shit me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciate it. Ah, the lovely Karen is in the studio with us. Always love it. Always love Wednesdays.
Hello, everyone.
And she has been dominating lately.
She has been. She's been very strong in Are You Smarter Than Haney, really helping out Haney and the caller. She's been scoring a lot of points. We're going to play the game in a second. I got to go one more time to Estero Bay Chevrolet.
Well, I think before you do that, you owe somebody an apology.
Oh, what was his name? What was his name, Junior? Do you remember what his name?
I didn't get his name.
Some guy, the guy that we talked to last, wanted tickets for his daughter, doesn't let her listen until now because didn't get Haney's humor and all. Evidently, I made him look like an ass.
Again. You've done it again.
I've done it again. And as I pointed out to Junior, I said, you know, he was probably laughing right along when we make Dave look like an ass. And I was just aping what he said. Loves the show.
I'm telling
wants
you.
Wants free tickets.
With Rickles gone, I think that the title passes to you.
Yeah.
You're now Mr. Warmth.
Yep. Now, you've known me for a while, Karen. I'm a nice guy, aren't I?
Of course you are.
Thank you.
He's a real sweetheart, isn't he?
Yes. You guys are lovely.
Real charmer. I'm Mr. Warmth. Let's go. Let's go to Jeff Zito, I think, at Estero Bay Chevrolet. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yeah, you want to give Dave one last try?
Yes. Yes, is he
okay.
back?
I figured you'd want to.
Okay. Don't call it a comeback.
I'm
he's been
pass
here
it
for
over
years.
To
All right.
him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He's doing it very slow, like okay. it's not an emergency.
All right, now, who's ever working the Comrex, turn your volume down a little bit. I'll handle it from here.
How about that
you don't feedback.
How about now? Better?
If you'd get on the mic, it would be better.
Well, I was pulling my back because...
You're good. You're good.
Okay.
You kind of disappeared for a while,
Yeah,
bro.
Let's go to Dave the Waterman at Estero Bay Chevrolet. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, what's up, boys? Let me tell you something. We just had an awesome...
Let me tell you.
Man, we use... Okay, all right.
Say something different.
You've hammered me down today. I gotta say, even when I help you out, I still get hammered down.
Yeah.
Why does this seem to happen? Why?
Dave, Karen's here. You want to say hi?
Hey, what's up, Karen?
Hey, Dave.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good. How
she's
are
waiting
you?
To play a game if you just get the details out.
Okay, all right. Well, we're out here at Estero Bay Chevrolet stand.
Let
at
me
the,
tell you.
All right. You know what? You're ruining it for me. You're ruining it for me, man. You are just ruining it today,
man. Go ahead.
Man.
Try it again. Go.
All right. And one, two, three. All right. We're out here at Estero Bay Chevrolet. I'm Dave the Waterman. We're at the corner of Corkscrew Road and I-75. You can't miss us. You can see the van from all angles of the freeway and Corkscrew stand.
Where are you?
But we have Estero Bay Chevrolet, buddy. We got tons of Chevys out here, man. Silverados, Cruises, Corvettes, you name it. They've got an awesome selection of vehicles out here, man.
And a chance to win tickets to Shinedown.
Absolutely, Stan. Chance to win tickets to Shinedown meet and greet tonight at 5 o'clock. All right, goodbye.
What?
You see what I got to deal with?
I can't.
It's unbelievable.
He did a great job, though. I'll give him that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
Good
best
boy.
Good boy. Time now to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Six categories. You simply have to get all right before Haney gets all six. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. If you defeat Haney, you will have your choice of the following prizes. Pick one. Maybe you'd like a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. Look at this new one for you people in Cape Coral. You want a place to go out and eat? Taverna Wood Fire Kitchen in Cape Coral, $50. We've got $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. We've got tickets to go see Muse March 24th. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you.
you can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free, if you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy, it's hard work. Stan Strick questions, what a f***ing
jerk. Somebody said Dave was doing a good job while I wasn't barking at him.
Matching wits with Mark Haney.
No, they're just not used to Mr. Warp.
Yeah. You do what you're supposed to do, I don't have to say anything.
Who knows the f***ing most? If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. If you answer a category correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too long. And if you select science and nature, thank you. Karen is your lifeline. She can help you with one category. You must say, I'd like to use my lifeline before I ask the question. And again, up for grabs, one of the prizes on our prize list today. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. It does not necessarily mean the first person that I picked the phone up with. If I don't like the connection or if you're not all together, I'll move on because I'm Mr. Warmth. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Randy.
Nope. Did you see how that was? Do you see? I can't possibly have that on for 10, 15 minutes. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Rob.
Rob? Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days, Rob?
No, I have not.
Would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Yes, I will.
All right, Rob, you're in. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, you can use Karen for one category before I ask the question. You have to tell me, I'd like to use my lifeline. Haney has the same opportunity. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Remember, if your opponent can't answer the question and you have the space available, you can steal as well. We'll start, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, category?
Geography.
All right. In what country was President Barack Obama's father born?
Kenya.
That is correct. On the board. Rob, category?
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. This is a good one. Name, Rob, six of the eight vegetables found in the original V8.
Tomato, celery, carrots.
You're doing good.
I know. I'm trying to think of the other three, or at least three more. onion?
Sorry. Haney, you can steal six of the eight vegetables in the original V8.
Tomato, celery, carrot. What the hell else did they put in it? beets?
Yes.
Ooh,
one
okay.
more.
Jeez. Turnip?
No. Here are the vegetables in the original V8. Beets, carrot, celery, lettuce, parsley.
Lettuce?
Wow.
Lettuce.
Parsley.
Yep.
Lettuce.
Parsley, spinach, tomatoes, and watercress.
Wow.
In the original V8. Haney, you have control.
History.
History. Haney, what city did the first Starbucks open?
Seattle.
Yep. Correct. All right, Rob, got some catching up to do. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. You got Karen as a lifeline.
Okay, science and nature.
Science!
Science!
Science.
All right, Rob, which is stronger, a Category 1 or Category 5 hurricane?
Category 5.
Correct. You're on the board. In science and nature. Haney, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Okay, this is interesting, too. This is a good question. In arts and literature, Haney, what annual publishing phenomenon began humbly in 1964 as a feature on skin diving?
A swimsuit issue.
Yep, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Arts and literature taken care of. Rob, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Ladies' choice.
Ooh, Karen?
Let's stick to entertainment.
Entertainment. I hope you know this for Rob.
Yes.
Who was the original host of The Daily Show? Who was the original host of The Daily Show?
I don't know his name.
You don't know? Take any guess. Name somebody and you might nail it for...
Carson Daly.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal in entertainment.
Craig Kilborn.
You are correct. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
La, da, da, da. Okay, this is multiple choice, Haney, in science and nature. And unfortunately, Rob, you can't steal because that is the only category you do have.
Okay.
Here's the question, Haney. If all of your blood vessels were connected end to end, how many miles would they run? 600 miles, 6,000 miles, or 60,000 miles? If all of your blood vessels were connected end to end, how many miles would they run? 600, 6,000, or 60,000 miles?
600.
That is incorrect. Karen?
6,000?
Incorrect.
Wow.
60,000 miles.
I don't buy it.
That's a lot.
That's what they say.
I don't believe it.
Rob, control of the board, geography, entertainment, history.
I identify as having 600.
Arts and literature or sports and leisure?
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. What best-selling author was married to Top Chef host Padma Lashmi?
Lashmi?
What best-selling author was married to Top Chef host Padma Lashmi?
J.K. Rowling?
Good guess, incorrect. And Haney already has arts and literature guess?
No idea.
Salman Rushdie.
Rushdie. Oh, my goodness.
Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Well, we've gotten this far, and I have not used my lifeline.
You have not.
Let's
so
do it.
I would like to do so now.
Karen, you have science and nature or sports and leisure?
Let's do science and nature, please.
Science and nature.
Science!
Da, 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 da. All right, here you go. Mm-hmm. Science and nature. Listen carefully. This is for Haney. Karen will answer. Who called the CEO of Hewlett-Packard to request a computer part for a class project when he was 12 years old. Who called the CEO of Hewlett-Packard to request computer parts for a class project when he was 12 years old? La, 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 la,
let's go with George Bush.
That is incorrect. You already have the category, Rob, but do you know?
Bill Gates?
No, Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Ah, the other one. Yeah,
Jobs got a summer job out of it.
Wow.
All right, Rob, you got a lot of categories here. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's go sports and leisure again.
All right, sports and leisure. When John Madden was broadcasting NFL games, what form of transportation did he use to get from game to game?
He used the bus.
You are absolutely correct.
The Madden Cruiser.
Yep, a bus. All right, Haney. Science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science?
Science.
Okay. Haney, what word is both a shade of blue and a former make of compact car?
Cobalt.
Yep, it's the cobalt. And you are at match point right now. But Rob has control. Rob, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature.
Entertainment.
Entertainment. All right, you ready?
Yes.
What musician has played with Nirvana, Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age, and Tenacious D, among others?
Dave Grohl?
Yep, Dave Grohl. You are correct in entertainment. Now let me explain what's going on here. Haney is at match point now, Rob. If Haney gets this, he wins. If he misses it, you cannot steal the category sports and leisure, but you will have control of the board. Haney, this is for all the marbles. It's in sports and leisure.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, ba, ba, ba. All right, let me see one. Oh, we already asked that one.
Okay, Haney. Put your Vegas thinking cap on. How many rolls yield a 7 with a standard pair of dice? How many rolls yield a 7 with a standard pair of dice?
Oh, man. There's a lot.
I cannot say. Would you like to hear the question?
No, I mean,
again?
I'll be here all day counting and then how still think I've missed.
How many rolls yield a 7 with a standard pair of dice?
6.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
You are absolutely correct. It is 6. The odds are stacked 5-1 against the roller. 6 is the correct answer. Oh, man. Rob, a little different when you're on the radio, isn't it?
Oh, definitely different.
Oh, man. You gave a good game, and you actually were trying to win. And we have a Muse Tickets, Pewter Mug, Taverna Woodfire Kitchen, Babacu Saw. One of those prizes can be yours, but you got to say something to my friend Mark Haney over here.
Mark Haney, you are definitely smarter than me.
Perfectly acceptable.
Perfectly acceptable. I'm going to put you on hold, Rob. Pick one of those prizes, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Hold on.
Played a good game.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he did. And thank you, Karen.
Of course.
You know what? She never forgets. We don't have to remind her. She is here every single Wednesday exactly at the same time to hang out with us, and we love it.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Haney.
Of course.
Want to close the lid on this thing?
Absolutely.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney. Take your prizes, hat in hand. Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine, war and peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I wonder if Dave's coming back to the radio station.
He better be.
I want to sit and talk to him, find out what went wrong out there.
You know, in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Yeah.
You brought up Craig Kilborn.
Yeah.
Used to love him on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And he has disappeared.
You really don't see him around much. What's he doing? Have you looked him up, seeing what he's been up to?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
His last credit?
Yeah.
He appeared in a TV commercial for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese in 2016.
Gee. Hope he's all right. Maybe he's just retired.
Well, he went from, I mean, The Daily Show, was really hot when he hosted it. And when he left and Jon Stewart took over, it's because CBS hired Kilborn.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be step up, you know, superstar. And it didn't work.
We've seen a lot of stories like that. Things didn't work. I was watching, and I told you very quickly.
I guess he tried to do something on Fox, and it didn't work out.
Yeah. Craig Kilborn Live, I think. I don't know.
He returned to television on June 28, 2010, after 6 years off the air, with a new half-hour show, The Kilborn File, on select Fox stations.
I don't remember that.
It aired for a six-week test run at a 7 p.m. time slot, but was not well received.
Hmm.
That's it.
Don't know. We'll see if he's in the Yellow Pages.
I wonder if we could hire him.
Maybe. Well, Beasley don't have the budget.
Well, and I'm not, I mean, if the last thing he did was a macaroni and cheese commercial.
Yeah, basically don't have the budget. So, guys, this Absolute Law text line. So,
you're
guys,
thinking he might want more than $8,000 annually?
Again, even $8,000, not in the budget.
Oh, okay.
I've been told. Just between you and I,
yeah.
Not between anybody else.
Yeah, let's keep it to ourselves. Dummy up.
I'll tell you how they don't have the budget for it. Remember, you know how they did the after the storm, and they fixed the building up.
Yeah.
They built B103, those new studios, the new equipment and everything, and they said that's the first on the list of new studios being built for every radio station in the building. We were next on the list for new studios. I mean, same room, just everything, you know, not 1990s technology.
Yeah.
And I saw the chief engineer today. I said, so we're next on the list. When's it going to happen? They don't know. They decided not to keep you on the list.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm just letting you know. It don't matter what Kilborn's doing. It's not in the budget.
Oh, well. lucky for them, I've got the solution.
What's that?
All we need to do is call up the guy that owns the Carolina Hurricanes and ask him for a cash infusion.
Yeah, that'd help.
Then we can meet payroll.
Yeah, we'd have to make him a limited general partner.
He doesn't know. He's not good with money. Yeah. He just throws it around. Did you see what he said about that, the guy that owns the Hurricanes?
Yeah.
They go, oh, well, how long has this been in the works? Well, they brought it up Wednesday, and we signed the paper on Thursday. You know where his money's coming from? Top Golf.
Huh? All right. Cash cow. Look at this. So, guys, my wife just tested me and asked me, do you love me?
Whoa.
And I said, yes, honey.
In God's way.
I do love you, but don't quote me on that.
That's dangerous, man.
Poor Dave. Poor Dave. Don't quote me. We got great deals down here. Don't quote me on that now.
I wonder if she's cheating on him.
No. He was playing a joke.
Because if your wife comes out of the blue and says, do you love me, she's probably cheating on you.
No, the proper answer to that is, let me think about it. Let's take a look at traffic.
Give me one good reason why I should.
Well, I don't know about that.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
What do we got here?
Bunch of hooey.
Fort Myers crash. Iona Road and McGregor Boulevard.
Oh, you don't say. You own a road.
No,
huh?
It's Iona Road. Fort Myers.
That's what I said.
Turn lane at Cleveland Avenue to the Edison Mall.
Turn lane.
Yeah. Turn lane, Cleveland Avenue at the Edison Mall. Fort Myers crash, Summerlin Lakes Drive, right at the touch of Italy. And in Lehigh Acres, crash.
I wonder if they got those placemats.
Sunshine Boulevard, North and Lee Boulevard.
You know, I would think a place like Touch of Italy would have those paper placemats where you can look at the map of Italy. You know what ones I'm talking about?
Yes, you got the little boot there.
Yep.
Kicking Sicily.
You can go, oh, look, there's Rome, there's Venice, and then maybe a picture of a Stromboli off to the side.
Absolute Law text line. Stan, I'm worried about you. Every time you mention Dave's name, it sounds like you just got done running wind sprints.
Yeah, well, Stan is ill.
Yeah, I felt better, okay? And he does nothing to help the situation. Now I'm suddenly being very short-tempered with everybody.
Yeah, you ran off like a 30-year listener.
Well, he ran him. I'm sorry.
Mr. Warmth.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the headlines, can we?
A lot of hurt feelings today, folks.
Yeah. A lot of sore butts.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
This is kind of interesting. What do people consider to be life-changing money? Like, you get a cash infusion of what amount?
Uh-huh.
And they were able to, I guess they did the questionnaire. They didn't just flat out ask people, mm-hmm. what's the number?
Yeah.
They asked a series of questions, and they've determined the exact dollar amount that would be life-changing to most Americans.
Yep, I remember life-changing when Beasley gave us a raise. Also life-changing when they cut our pay.
Yep.
Both. Both.
It works both ways.
Life-changing events.
Yeah. Change isn't good always.
No. No. What will it take in a pay cut to derail your life?
Yeah, they're very weird. They asked us that.
Yep.
Guys, what's it going to take to make you miserable? Because I'm willing to cut whatever it takes. Well, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate
that. What?
What?
What just happened, Stan?
I don't know.
Worry about it, Haney. Yeah. We're coming to work tomorrow. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Man went to a dog park covered in peanut butter.
Oh, God.
Two little kids wandered onto the busy highway, and two good dogs stopped them from getting hit. This story is, I don't know if she was using a time machine or what, but this is like a story that would have been in the headlines when we were teens. A woman brawls with the police after a pinball machine ate her quarter. And finally, a man is arrested for public intoxication after an epic night in which he tipped somebody $22,000 at the bar.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Talk about life-changing.
Yeah.
Laughter. Come on.
Gotta
laugh around here.
Love it.
4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
You know, earlier today we reminisced about our old friend Uncle Larry, the troubled meteorologist.
We sure did.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're watching a bad local newscast.
Top signs you're watching a bad local newscast.
Their top story is how much they suck. You take a look at their weather girls and realize not one of them is Asian, blonde, or extremely busty.
Yep. Oh, my God! Oh!
That's all right, Mama.
Their investigative reporter, we'll just call him Pete, is currently undercover to expose a crooked dry cleaner who once used too much starch.
Ah.
The helicopter camera refuses to zoom in when the car chase suspect gets shot. They lack the common decency to follow a story about a triple homicide with one about a skateboarding bunny.
Oh my bear. You liked that one.
I did. It's been a good 5 seconds since hyper-stylized graphics announced breaking news.
Living in America!
You realize the sports guy was also your Uber driver last night.
Literally.
The weather guy is depressed and non-whimsical. You're not blinded by the anchor's teeth.
You guys are doing good.
The sports leads off with local soccer highlights.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
One anchor's hand is behind the desk and the other just moaned. And finally, the very top sign, you're watching a bad local newscast.
Yes.
They're so short-staffed that the lead anchor has to report on his own meth arrest.
I've seen it.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I left the building.
Did not hear it all today, the mashup.
Yeah, not once.
Not once.
We'll have to hear it several times now.
Yeah. That makes it right there. Right there.
Once more.
Email time. Ahoy. Ahoy.
You know what?
What?
Next time somebody asks what we do for a living,
yeah,
I want to play that.
Ha ha ha!
That's it yep. right there in a nutshell.
I see.
We start sending out tapes again. Yep. That's going to be our full demo yep. tape right
yep.
there.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do? Musicians and idiots. Right there. All in one.
So, guys, what's your show about? Well, I could tell you or I could play it for you. So, when do we sign?
Yeah. This is from Troy. Subject line, Dave, little bitch.
Okay, that's enough of that. That's not nice.
Dear Stan and Haney, I am so looking forward to Friday's show where Junior can I'm so looking to Friday's show where Junior can spar with Lil Bitch. I have a great idea. Just make Fridays Lil Bitch Friday. Perfect. You do this and I will never miss a Friday show again. Giggling now. Sincerely, Troy.
Well, if we add Troy in there and then take away all the people that will never listen again.
Because of Dave.
Well, and then add in the ones that you've robbed.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm Mr. Warmth. What are you talking about?
Can't believe you did that.
What? What did I do?
You made him look bad.
Yeah, I made him look bad. Hey, dude, I called into your show and was asking for free stuff and basically said I don't let my daughter listen to the show. And, you know, she don't get Haney's humor either. You made me look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost another one, Stan. Yeah.
Scatter.
Jesus.
I am so angry with Thomas Edison right now.
Oh, and who could blame you? Who could blame you?
Everything in this country seems to get its name from Edison. Edison never did a damn good productive thing. When you had Bubba on, he did more when Officer Jobbers Miller died in the line of duty than Edison ever did for anyone.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. Won't read that part, Scatter. Better realize who you're writing to. I can say it this way. I will not tell anybody what I think about your morning show at the station. Nor do I expect to say to anyone at your radio station how to produce good radio. As long as they do not tell me how to do my job. What the hell? You better snap out of it, boy.
Look it up. Edison was a dick.
It's a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see, Big Mouth Waters, $250 million. Jim Carrey, Hollywood Dickweeds.
Oh, yeah.
What the? Okay, Joe Biden. All right, here we go. Ahoy, gentlemen. Okay, Stan. I have a lot to say. Let's see if I can keep it short. McCabe is a friggin' liar and just trying to sell his damn book. He's a real POS. Big Mouth Waters is,
I can't believe his attorneys would let him do this.
I know. Big Mouth Waters is out there saying anyone who supports Trump is not a patriot. She needs to look in a damn mirror. Another POS. Good guy Joe Biden. Another. Now I love it that the Washington Post is being sued for $250 million for slander and not doing their due diligence
and
reporting on the kids from the Covington Catholic High School.
And you know who the attorney is?
Who?
The guy that represented Richard Jewell.
Okay, he knows what he's doing. And that's just the beginning. Other news outlets and Hollywood dickweeds like Jim Carrey.
He really is insufferable, especially after he murdered his girlfriend.
Yep. Look it up. Maybe now these news outlets will verify facts before they print anything. And finally, this moron who said he got a threatening letter and then claimed he was attacked by Trump supporters, which, as we are learning, is all one big lie. What could he be thinking? Well, F you, you jerk. Look what hate has done to your life. I hope you lose everything, including your freedom.
Jesus.
Idiot. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, I mean, is he going to be held accountable?
I certainly hope so. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we're going to tell you about your chance to get tickets to see Muse. Yeah, we're going to be giving away this week. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we're going to start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Tamiami Trail at North Fork Drive. You have to say that very slowly. In the broadcasting business, don't get yourself tongue-tied. Crash, North Tamiami Trail at North Fork Drive. Fort Myers, crash, Alico Road and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Heard all this week, Muse have announced their Simulation Theory World Tour. This thing kicks off later on this week in Houston, but making their way around with a stop at the BB&T Center on March 24th before heading off to Canada and UK. All this week, we will have your tickets. More details on 96krock.com. Ahoy.
Stan.
Dr. Bastardo.
How are you doing?
I'm congested. It's in the lungs. It's in my sinuses. And it's been lingering for almost 5 days now.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused.
What do you mean, doctor? It's my doctor, Dr. Ray Bastardo.
I was just wondering if you could set me straight as to why it is that I'm calling you. What? You didn't call me.
I didn't think it was needed. I'm using regular cold medicine.
Okay, the NyQuil and the nasal spray. Yeah, you didn't think it was needed.
Not at this point. I don't want to waste your time. You're a busy man. You don't need Stan calling you up every time he gets a sniffle.
Yeah, well, you want me coming down there telling you how to do a radio show? No. You let me do my job.
All right, but I let you do your job if I think I need you. I'm just battling a little cold.
I think you do because, first of all, it's going around.
Okay, it is. Our producer said he felt a little congested and sore throat. I hope I didn't give it to him, but
it's going around.
Well, that's and so is this something that an antibiotic will cure, or does it have to get just better on its own?
Well, first of all, we can't just hand out antibiotics like that. It could be viral. We got to see what it is first.
Yeah, you got your viral, something that's viral, and then what's the other one?
Or bacterial.
And it's the antibiotics that will take care of the bacterial, but the viral has to get better.
There are certain medicines that have antiviral properties, but it's generally a little more difficult to treat.
Right.
But look, my big concern here is what I've been hearing.
What's the matter? What have you been hearing?
you know, I understand that it's affecting you and, you know, your respiratory system.
Yes.
And you just don't feel so hot overall.
I don't. And it's, but, you know, I'm coughing, the spasmodic cough, the sleepless
you know,
nights.
As your doctor, I feel like I should just tell you to take a couple of days off.
Well, you know as well as I do, Doc, it's the same thing with you. You can't, even if you're feeling bad, you can't take a couple of days off. Who's going to do this?
You know as well as I do. I got a lot of patients, and several of them listen to you.
Right.
And the reason I'm calling you today is the word unlistenable was used.
That the show is unlistenable because of me?
They say that you have been just a raging lunatic.
What are you talking? I'm not being a raging lunatic. I'm trying to do the show, but...
Look, let me shoot straight with you. The word a-hole was used.
Oh, who's telling you that? You know,
more than one person.
You know, all right, I'll be honest with you, Ray.
And then I hear you made a 14-year-old girl cry.
I didn't make an old 14-year-old girl. See, that's what happens. It's like playing that game telephone line. One person tells another person, and if you didn't hear it, Dr. Bastardo, don't say that I made a 14-year-old girl cry. I didn't.
And then you said something nasty about Martina Navratilova?
No, I was in support of what happened with her. See, you don't know what's going on. I didn't make a 14-year-old girl cry. Some guy called up, wanted stuff, and I was a little short with him, and he got all bent out of shape that I made him look bad.
Look, Stan, as your friend and as your doctor, what you're saying makes no sense. You sound scatterbrained to me. I'm very concerned.
Well, then what do you recommend, Doc? You know, all right, yeah, I didn't call you ahead of time. I thought I can manage this myself. Evidently, you're hearing through the grapevine that I'm doing all kinds of things, and I'm scatterbrained. There's got to be something you can do.
You want to know where I heard it from?
Where'd you hear it from?
I heard it from Dr. Imbroglio.
But Dr. Imbroglio.
But then again, he's always dramatic. He's always involved in some sort of ridiculous nonsense. It's always drama with him. So I take it with a grain.
Thank you very much. And you know what? I don't know how many doctors will actually sit around and listen to the show. Maybe he was told by somebody. See, you're getting it like third or fourth hand. I'm a likable guy,
well,
Doc. You know
there's
me.
There's lots of doctors listening to your show. You remember the bald fellow that we golfed with a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Dr. Alopecia.
Yeah. Dr. Alopecia, he was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time with him. But listen.
Yes.
Yes, what do we do about
what
this?
What do we do
here's
about
what we, here's what we do about it. Nancy! I'm going to call you in.
Yeah.
Something that might ease your symptoms, okay?
Yeah.
What I'm going to call in for you is a mild sedative.
What? That's TV stuff. There's no saying, what a mild sedative. That's what they give like a hysterical woman in the emergency room. Doc, what can you do for her? I've given her a mild sedative. What do you mean you're going to give me a mild sedative? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm
giving
snapping
you a mild
you.
Sedative so it'll calm you down so you stop hemorrhaging listeners.
I'm sorry. I don't feel good. I think I'm a little feverish, too. Are you smoking, doctor? Are you smoking? You're at the office, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm out back. Yes, I have patients waiting. But you know what? I'm a human being.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
for Christ's sake.
Enjoy the smoke. What do you call? You're calling me in a mild sedative. You mean this is, you know, something that is going to calm me down. Is it going to help with my congestion? Is it going to help with the fluid in my lungs?
You know who I saw today?
Who'd you see today?
Guy who I guess is a pretty good bass player.
Yeah.
Plays with a group called Funky Town.
Yeah. What about them?
They do a lot of 70s hits. Yeah, they might have played at the casino once.
Maybe.
I just
saw a show at the casino.
He invited me to a gig when they get one. So I said, you know, I'm busy. I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe I'll make time.
Well, you always like to say to yourself, I mean, I've heard you, you are the doctor to local celebrities. You know,
well,
there's a
like
lot of people in the media and entertainment that you take care of. I'm not the only one.
Well, that's true. You know, not every doctor can say they're looking after Michael Landon's great nephew.
Yep. Exactly right. Athletes, musicians,
sure.
News media people, they're always in your office. You're showing me pictures nonstop and telling me what they're on.
Yep. Yep.
Should you be doing that, by the way? Isn't there something like the doctor-patient thing?
Had a guy in here used to work for KISS.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, lives in Bonita now.
Oh, really? And so he came. What was wrong with him?
Yeah, well, I guess he was a roadie slash guitar tech,
yeah.
And he got fired because he tried to wear his own makeup, and they don't like that.
Uh-huh. And you believe that he was a roadie for KISS?
Oh, yeah. He's got his picture there in the makeup there right by an amplifier.
Everybody does that, Dr. Bastardo. You go to a KISS concert, half the crowd's got the makeup on.
Oh, Stan, I seen the picture. I'll show it to you
okay,
next
I'm,
time.
Whatever. And I'm sorry I'm snapping at you, but you called me up in the show and you're telling me I'm hemorrhaging listeners.
Well, if this doesn't get better, is it in your throat?
Yeah, it's in my throat. It's in my lungs. It's in my head. What are you going to give me other than a mild sedative?
Well, you say you've been, what have you been taking now?
I've been taking ibuprofen. I've been using the nasal spray, nighttime, that Alka-Seltzer nighttime cold medicine at night, trying to, help me sleep.
You still shotgunning that albuterol like I showed you?
I did. I take two hits of it a night before I go to bed to keep the lungs open.
All right.
So I'm doing everything right. That's why I didn't call you.
You still taking that Alka-Seltzer stuff?
I just told you I'm taking that. I take it at night before I go to bed. You told me to stop taking the tabs that's fizz because of my gas problems. You said go straight to the liquid gels.
And you did.
I did. I take two liquid gels a night. But here's the other thing.
Well,
good for 4 hours, so I take them at 10 o'clock at night, and by 2 o'clock in the morning, it's wearing off, and I'm all congested up again.
Just for while you have this, I want you to go back to the fizz.
You want me to go back to the fizz?
Just for a day or two. And if this doesn't straighten out, I'm going to send you to a specialist.
I don't need to go to a specialist. I've got a cold, Dr. Bastardo. I got a cold.
What you're going to do is, if this doesn't get better, I'm going to send you to see Dr. Thrush.
And Dr. Thrush specializes in what?
Well, he's an ENT, and he'll find out,
Dr. Thrush. Yeah, it's an appropriate job for him. Dr. Thrush. How long have you known him? Is he a good guy?
I've known him for a couple of years now.
Okay, the last time I got a referral, you found me the most expensive guy.
He moved here from Boone, North Carolina.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you, will he take my insurance?
And what are the odds that when he lived in Boone, North Carolina, he treated a member of Pat Boone's family?
Okay, that's great.
And you know that's Daniel Boone.
No, I guess there is some relation. I guess Pat Boone, Debbie Boone are distant relatives to really Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone, and they call it Boone, North Carolina.
I understand
so
that.
What are the odds that he treats somebody named Boone in Boone, North Carolina? It's related to all of them. Pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Yeah, is Dr. Thrush on my insurance? When you send me to the foot doctor the last time, he wasn't. I had to get a different foot doctor, and you nearly blew your top because you didn't get your cut. It's all about money for you, isn't it? It's all about a lot of money. How much you making off? How much you making off a thrush?
You saying you had problems with Dr. Bunyan?
Dr. Bunyan wasn't on my insurance. I had to pay straight out of pocket if I went to your referral. I had to go to somebody else who was on my insurance, which is why I'm asking you about Dr. Thrush, the one who worked with Pat Boone in Boone County, related to Daniel Boone.
We didn't have this problem until we started electing Kenyans president.
Will you stop with that? I'm feeling worse right now. This is taking every bit of energy out of me.
We're going to get you that mild sedative. You're going to keep taking the ibuprofen. You're going to plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Okay. Yeah.
And, by the way,
yes.
Is your fiance sick?
No, she hasn't caught anything yet. She seems to be fine.
I haven't heard anything back from Baldassini. Did she go to get her hoo-ha check yet?
She goes next month.
All right. Well, why am I surprised, you know? Middle-aged man knocking on death's door, making people angry, and she's right as rain.
Huh? I'll head to my pharmacy after I get out.
You got any swelling?
Swelling?
Yeah, swelling? You got any swelling? Yeah.
Swelling where?
Anywhere.
No,
swelling? Any swelling?
I don't think there's no. Maybe my glands a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, look, what I want you to do is I want you to make a fist.
Yeah.
And then as hard as you can, I want you to go right under your rib cage and hit yourself. Okay?
Why? Why?
Just do it, please.
Now?
Yes. As hard as you can.
Under my rib cage, but my heart is under there.
Yes, I want you to hit it as hard as you can.
I'm not going to punch my heart.
I would be there, and I would do it myself, but we're over the phone. Let's just get this out of the way.
All right, what I got to do?
I just want you to hit yourself as hard as you can right under the rib cage.
With a closed fist, as hard as I can. All right.
Yes.
All right. All right. Am I supposed to feel anything?
Yeah, did that hurt?
Yes, it hurt, but it's getting up the phlegm.
There you go. You're welcome.
We'll be back.
Well, ladies, you've come a long way. No question about it. You have more to say these days about your education, your appearance, your occupation, and your role in life than any young women have ever had in history. Yes, you have a voice in your own destiny. You have it in civilian life as well as in the military.
The best part, I didn't... This blind date that...
That's right. There's a lot you can say and do about who you are, where you're going, and how you look. We all recognize the importance of good grooming and grace. The problem is, where do you start? With all the demands a girl has on her time, it's pretty hard. Sure, Susan Mayfield looks good, but she never won any beautiful baby contest. She had to work for it. It takes more than luck to appear bright, well-groomed, and smart-looking. Nobody's trying to sell you a batch of easy miracles. All we're talking about is making the most of what you have. First of all, you must have a strong desire to look as well as you can, a certain pride in your appearance. Then it takes a certain amount of attention to detail, hard work, and just learning the simple rules of good grooming. Cleanliness is perhaps the most important part of the story. It is the foundation for any good grooming program you can think of. This means many things, including a daily bath or shower.
When I was at home, I never used to shower every day.
Me neither.
I guess I was just like most of the other kids. I didn't think it was that important. And I guess I just didn't want to take the time.
For many girls, the daily shower is a new experience, and one they don't welcome too readily. They feel it takes a lot of time, and, well, it just doesn't seem that important. Actually, it only takes a few minutes, and once you're used to it, it's like brushing your teeth. You hardly notice it at all. And it is important. Soap and water is refreshing, and it's a fine skin conditioner. Another thing you learn in a hurry is you can't get by with a deodorant alone. If you want to smell clean, you have to be clean. and nobody can be attractive with unkempt and poorly styled hair. Good grooming covers a lot of territory. Cleanliness, femininity, makeup, good health habits, and proper fit and care. A lot to remember and a fair amount to do, but they pay off in a number of important ways. They pay off in social acceptance.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get you updated one more time with traffic for your drive home. I also have a road watcher update, I think. Maybe. You know what? I don't know that that's a road watcher update, because they said on the text, don't quote me on that. let's get you updated for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
I've got one thing on the board, and it is in Fort Myers. It is a crash. The 4500 block of Tice Street, right at Tice Elementary. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and
Jerry
Bob Walters,
King,
who's in California. Also, Frank Reynolds.
I'm on the phone,
Kaysmith,
and my name's Jerry King.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Jerry King.
Yeah.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, February 20th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
We do have one road watcher. Bonita Beach Road and Bonita Bay Terrace. All blocked up. Major traffic down there. Yeah, everybody's trying
usually
to get
home. Smooth flowing there.
Yeah, usually, yeah. Easy riding.
Yep. Good Lord.
Yeah. Oh, am I swelling anywhere?
I don't know, man. But whatever,
I bruised my heart, by the way.
Whatever you have brought, it is. I just. I took a turn during that last break.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. How you feeling over there, Junior? Feeling okay?
Feeling a little cloudy, but I'm all right.
All right.
And your girlfriend's fine.
Yeah, she's fine. Last time I got sick, she didn't get sick either.
To have a young immune system.
That's
like
what
that.
It is. It's what it is. You know, the older you get, the more vulnerable you are. You know, any kind of thing in the wind there.
And you got to start getting flu shots because it can kill you.
I get a flu shot every year now. I get a flu shot.
You know, you spending your time, you know, during your 20s and stuff, and you're worried about, that doesn't feel right. You go to the doctor and they go, don't worry about it. You're fine. And by the time you finally get used to the fact that you're fine, then all of a sudden it's, at your age, you need to.
Yeah, you better at your age. You know, you're not no spring chicken anymore.
No, I just got used to the fact that I shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Oh, well.
We're okay. We're all right. We're all here. And
we can work.
Yeah.
Now, are we hemorrhaging listeners? Sure.
Yeah.
Because it is very odd. And Stan blew up yesterday, and I don't hold it against him, because there is a component of whatever this illness is, it makes you angry.
Well, it does, because you're constantly fighting it off, and you're using so much of your energy to fight this thing off that when any you have no buffer. So when anything else comes around, it's just straight metal on metal.
Mm-hmm. Bone on bone.
Yep.
You know, from time to time, depending on where we are in the world of politics, you may hear about the deficit.
Yep. Oh, you know what? It's going to get us, the deficit.
Is the deficit something new, or is that something we've always dealt with?
Well, we started out this country in debt. We had talked about the other day how they had to do the national lottery to get us out of debt.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. has been in debt for its entire history. And if you really look into it and understand the financial system and everything that brings us prosperity, it is all based on debt.
Yeah, if we owed nobody anything, then...
There'd be no money.
There'd be no money around.
Now, having said that, the U.S. has been in debt for its entire history, except 1 year.
1 year we were not in debt?
1835 to 1836. And the only reason for that? It's the last president that we had prior to Trump who was willing to take on the establishment. Andrew Jackson was president, and the bankers did not like Andrew Jackson.
No, he fought a national bank, a federal bank.
And he did not like them, and they hated him because it was Andrew Jackson that insisted paying off all of the country's debts.
Mm-hmm. Great man. Oh, I have to mention this because you have a great story behind it. Somebody just texted, you know what? With every voice that Haney does, he would do a great Darryl Walt trip talking about NASCAR.
He and I got history.
And Haney and Darryl Walt trip have history. Haney went as a young boy to Darryl Waltrip's what, racing camp?
No, it was arranged through Cub Scouts, and Darryl Waltrip could not have been nicer. It was his garage where they worked on his cars, where all of his stuff was stored.
Yeah.
And he made sure that he was there personally and answered everybody's questions.
Seems like a great guy.
Let us, you know, sit in the seat of his car.
Yeah.
Just could not have been greater to a group of Cub Scouts. And at the end of the tour, as we're on our way out of this beautiful facility, Darryl Waltrip standing there wearing his racing uniform, and he says, "All right, kids, who's your favorite driver?" And everybody goes, "Darryl Waltrip," except for one.
Haney.
Little Marky Haney said Richard Petty.
True story.
And I remember looking at Darryl Waltrip, who had been all smiles all day, and he said, "Are you kidding me? I open up my facility."
Yeah. He thought he won over a whole new group of Cub Scouts.
And he did.
Had enough fun here, kids. Who's your favorite driver?
But you must remember, Stan, Mark Haney was born on the same day as George Washington.
That's right.
And I could not tell a lie.
All for the love.
You love me, and you know it.
I know. I do.
And if I wasn't me, you'd be very disappointed.
Yep.
If I didn't say that I was born on Washington's birthday and said all that, you'd be disappointed.
Yep, I would be. I would expect, you're bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're bigger and better than that.
Yep.
Hey, this is nobody's business. You guys, Absolute Law text line, you guys are always joking about how young Stan's girlfriend is. So how old are we talking? None of your beeswax. Everything's legal.
Given what's socially acceptable these days, I would not think that would be shocking at all.
Yeah.
But substantially younger.
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
And just a beautiful, beautiful lady.
Thank you, Haney.
You have grown up as a fan of the Converse.
I have. You remember when you almost got that deal for All-Stars?
Yep. We almost had a shoe deal.
Almost had a shoe deal. Converse All-Stars.
Dr. J's.
Yep. They were in the early, or the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, they brought back the Dr. J All-Stars. You know, the leather ones with the red star.
Really nice. Yeah.
They were so nice.
Do you know how Converse started?
They've been around forever. I know that.
Converse started out in 1908 as a company that made rain boots.
And I think they were in Massachusetts.
So they started in 1908, and they're known for one thing, a rain boot.
Yeah.
By 1920, they transitioned into the shoe business, and in 1920, they created the All-Star basketball shoe.
Yep. It was, for a long time, you look at the old NBA pictures and how they wore them is beyond me. But like from the 60s and 70s, you know, I'm talking about Clyde Frazier and Dave DeBuscher and all Willis. They all had Converse All-Stars until other shoe manufacturers started coming out. And Walt Frazier went with Puma. And then they had the Adidas come out then. And I know Willis Reed was with the Pro Keds. But they all wore the Chuck Taylors.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
I'm going to give you a phrase, and you tell me what it means.
All right.
Life-changing money.
Huh. You and I kind of know that feeling, both for the good and for the bad.
Well, they have they've done a study as to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
How much money would be life-changing money to the average American?
Right.
You're talking about like $100,000, $1,000,000, more than that? Apparently not. The average American, based on their questionnaire, says the amount of money they would refer to as life-changing is $19,800.
What? Junior, would $19,800 be life-changing to you?
I'd feel like the richest man in the world.
Well, there you go.
In one lump sum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like that. I'd have fun for a while.
And that's not the only surprisingly reasonable thing people said about money in this survey. The top five things people say they'd do if they did get a random $20,000 or so is either to put it in savings and investment, pay off medical bills, pay off debt, start a business, or simply put it in the old retirement account.
Yeah, those are the best things to do with it. Me, I'd go to Vegas.
Well, that's, we've been told by our financial advisor that that's what we must do.
It's a fact.
So this upcoming trip has really got to pay big. Because that is, that is our plan. You can't go into retirement without a plan.
Yeah.
And our plan, we've been told, is to go to Vegas.
and pray to God we win.
And I'm not joking.
No, I know. That's what he said. With our 401k that we got saved up and money we've been able to set aside, which is next to nothing, our financial advisor looked at us, you can't live on this. This and Social Security? You're better off going to Vegas and gambling it all.
Well, and plus the fact your daughter said we can never stop.
She did say that. You know, when you get to be in your late 50s and you say, you know, there is a time where I have to realize, you know, 65 is just around the corner. And I have to think about what I want to do afterwards. And she looked at me straight in the eye and said, you can't stop. It's going to change the way we live. Yeah.
Well, between her saying we can't stop and then our boss coming in and going, have you given any thought to retirement?
Yeah, I was asked that.
Nope.
Certainly haven't. Because of the great pension plan you guys got.
Oh, get me started.
Not.
Yeah.
Why is somebody wishing you a belated birthday?
They're confused.
Yeah. It's not his birthday yet.
Well, I think it's probably the President's Day thing because I said George Washington's birthday and they think it's already passed.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't. Oh, believe me, you'll know. Star-studded extravaganza every year. Paul from Moist going to be here this year?
Yeah, and the whole gang.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. Did you see the promo that our audiovisual department put together of Dave in the panic room?
No. Can we watch?
Yeah. You know, you got it. You've seen it, haven't you, Junior? And they actually did a pretty good job with this.
Even with the sideways footage?
They fixed it. Did a lot of creative editing. Is there sound to that too, I think?
So did they edit it out where we're screaming at him, turn it the other way?
Yep. Let me get the sound up there too. Let me know when you're ready.
What this is like a promo or
this is like a thing for K-Rock. All right, you ready? Roll 'em. And it came out pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. You can see there was a minimum of effort put into that. Yeah.
Well, it's the first time anybody has ever put any effort into doing something for this show.
Yeah, that's true. Two little kids. And when I say little, under the age of 6, wandered off as they were playing in their yard near Pensacola on Saturday. They ended up on the side of the interstate, in serious danger of being hit. But luckily, there were two good dogs with them.
Aww.
Both dogs are some sort of shepherd mix.
We gotta watch them.
They literally got in the kids' way, almost hurting them, keeping them from walking into the road. Several witnesses told police that they saw the dogs pushing the kids towards a guardrail to keep them off of the highway, and because of that, both kids are fine. Their foster dad and his other kids were out looking for them when the police showed up. Unfortunately, the foster father says he actually saw them walk off, but he has some sort of medical condition and was unable to follow them. Mm. So police determined there was really no one at fault here. It turns out the two kids had wandered away. Why?
Why?
Chasing a rainbow.
Oh, sure. Sure. Sure.
And you know, it's one thing when you're under
gold underneath that
when you're
rainbow.
Under six doing that, that's one thing. But yep. When you're 45.
Yep. And still doing it. Jeez, Dave, wake up.
You know.
Is he going to the concert tonight, by the way?
I don't know, maybe.
What do you know?
He told me he is.
All right.
Well, they may have, you know, contracted with him to intro them because he's really good at that. He yeah. used to do it for me, you know.
Yeah. Good hype man.
Yep. You know, you get up there, you, yeah. you ready to effing rock.
Yeah.
I can't hear you MFers.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me, Stan, that when we were, you know, in our teens and our 20s, women were daintier.
They were. Very dainty.
Hmm. And also, we used to like to play pinball a lot.
Oh, there is the place. Big, one of the TV weather guys goes here to help with his coordination. I guess there's something wrong with him. This, the Pinball Asylum. This is that private club in Fort Myers that's got all the pinball machines. Oh, they would tell you, oh, come for a tournament or something. No, Haney and I need to be special members of the Pinball Asylum, where Haney and I can go in
no.
and play. They have a list of all the pinball machines they have.
They got
in the
Black Knight.
Look up Pinball Asylum. They'll have the thing, our machines, and they list a bunch of them.
And not Black Knight 2000, the original Black Knight.
This place, every time I see a picture of it, I want to be there.
Well, I think it would go the same way as bowling.
Yeah.
Everybody would end up getting mad at us because we're too good.
Yep.
So this 26-year-old woman named Kylie Cunningham was drunk at the bowling alley
Jeez.
In Plainfield Township, Pennsylvania, Saturday night. And she decided she wanted to play some pinball.
Yeah.
You know, so far, my kind of gal.
Yeah, and she was probably down in a few Yinglings and eating a brat.
But she discovered an old school problem,
but
evidently new to the world of pinball. She was somehow surprised when the machine ate her quarters.
Oh, really?
Speaking of which, somebody needs to tell somebody in this building that the urinal is not a wishing well.
Yeah, you see that somebody dumped a quarter down there.
So, 26-year-old Kylie is at the bowling alley drunk, pissed off that the pinball machine ate her quarters. Well, the bowling alley, they know how these things go, want everybody to have a good time. And when she said it ate my quarters, they immediately gave her a full refund. There
nice.
You go, Kylie, just as everything's fine, have fun. But that was not enough. Kylie was still so mad.
How mad was she?
She decided that she needed to kick that pinball machine's ass.
To beat it?
Yes.
Or to hurt it?
Both.
Because you'll tilt.
Oh, I mean to physically beat it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's disrespectful.
And I guess she went to work on that pinball machine for a while, because when the cops arrived, she was all warmed up and decided it would be a good idea to fight the cops, too.
Not
she
good.
Was charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and more. Now, I ask you seriously, I cannot imagine a girl doing that when I was playing pinball. It just wouldn't make any sense.
No, absolutely not.
Girls don't act like that.
No. What did Bonehead want? Did he yell at you?
He came in here with a scowl on his face and grabbed some headphones and left. I don't know. Looks upset.
I don't. What's it? What's the matter? Couldn't sell his tickets?
I don't know. He's being a little bitch.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, You know, I'm getting worried about the children.
What children?
Junior and Dave. Now, I know Junior is younger than Dave, but he's getting very aggressive.
I kind of love it. It takes a lot of heat off me.
Bill.
I'd love to see them square off. No, you know what? I'll take that back. No, I don't. Junior'd kill him.
Oh, dead.
He's dead.
Well, so 26-year-old Kylie had herself a night there getting drunk, yeah, getting angry at the pinball machine. Now let's go down to Nashville, Tennessee, and see what Joel Boyers is up to.
Hey.
He was at a bar in downtown Music City, USA on Monday. And he was drunk, too.
Sure.
Now, he didn't fight a pinball machine or the cops. He just kept giving out huge, inappropriate tips. Over the course of his time at the bar,
yeah,
Joel tipped out $22,000, $22,000 in tips.
And he woke up.
Now, as he was doing this, he was texting his friends things, mainly about how he'd taken drugs that had, quote, increased his intelligence, and that also, just so you know, he's carrying a gun. His friends were concerned, so they did the friendly thing and sicked the cops on him.
Yes.
And when the police arrived, managers at the bar said Joel was causing a disruption. Now, was Joel being loud or belligerent? Not at all.
No.
The disruption Joel was causing, his giant tips were causing the servers to physically fight each other over who would serve him.
I'm looking at him. This guy doesn't have 22,000. Never mind.
He was arrested for public intoxication, sure, and possession of a firearm while intoxication. Perhaps he should learn to tip less and reevaluate his friends.
Yeah. By the way, yes, Pinball Asylum has Black Knight 1980.
Nice.
I want to be a member.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, February 20th.
Double M X I X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. By the way, because I went to their deal, they have a list of all the pinball machines they have there.
And they got that Star Trek machine I like.
And you can click it on, and they bring up the schematics of all the pin, when it came out, how the flippers work, all of that stuff.
I just pulled up the page here, yeah, the list. It's massive.
I know.
They do have the Star Trek.
They do?
Yep.
They've got like, those are my two favorite machines.
You should see the
machines.
Picture of this place. It's pin, a room full of machines.
It's a pin room full of machines?
It's a pinball machine. It's a room full of pinball machines. It's an amazing place. And they let this Fox 4 weather guy go in there and hang out. Why can't Stan and Haney hang out in there?
No, the Star Trek they got's from 91.
Which one do you want?
It's from the 80s.
80s?
Oh, they got 8-Ball Deluxe.
Of course they do.
What's your favorite?
Huh?
Your favorite pinball machine?
I like the earlier ones from the 70s.
They got an Evel Knievel machine.
I used to love the Evel Knievel machine. We'll be back. We're looking at pinball machines. They don't want us, though. We have never gotten an invite.
Well, you know, I guess you got to be a cool kid.
Yep.
Get into that.
We don't fit into that.
A lot of people ask us how the hell we've managed to stay on the air for so damn long. Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but here's two of them. Our guardian angel wears a hard hat, and Father Pete had to call in a few favors. Without that, we'd have been gone in 1998, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. By the way, somebody just texted us, Haney. If we enjoy making Dave go through hell to get a laugh, he can get us in touch with a professional wrestling training center and put him through the program and we can stream it.
Dave's already had his ass kicked by some of the great names in wrestling.
That's true. That's true. Let's get you updated one last time.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, Fort Myers, crash, South Tamiami Trail and Island Park Road. Fort Myers, crash, Matanzas Drive and Palm Beach Boulevard. Fort Myers, a crash, Marketplace Road at Specialized Veterinary Services. And in Estero, crash, Three Oaks Parkway and Estero Parkway. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I just think when something is talked about and when you see representatives of whatever the subject is, it demystifies it. People aren't afraid of it anymore. Like dandruff. I mean... People weren't talking about dandruff. Everybody was all nervous about dandruff. And then Sofia Vergara does this Head & Shoulders commercial. Her son has dandruff. He's a handsome boy. We don't care. He's got dandruff. Nobody's worried about talking about dandruff anymore, you know? Jen Aniston has dry eye. We know that now. She's your friend. She's my friend. She has dry eye, and that's okay. So I think... You know, if more gay people would endorse, not in a commercial, like, but although, can you imagine? Hi, I'm Ellen DeGeneres, and I'd like to talk to you about gay. Do you find yourself in love with, attracted to, or just curious about the same sex? Maybe it's time to try gay. You'll notice a difference in as little as 48 hours. And I should know, I'm not just a spokesperson, I'm a gay. Side effects may include loss of family, loss of friends, unemployment.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan.
Dr. Bastardo.
How are you doing?
I'm congested. It's in the lungs, it's in my sinuses, and it's been lingering for almost 5 days now.
Well, my big concern here is what I've been hearing.
What's the matter? What have you been hearing?
You know, I understand that it's affecting you and, you know, your respiratory system,
yes.
And you just don't feel so hot overall.
I don't, and it's, but, you know, I'm coughing, the spasmodic cough, the sleepless nights.
As your doctor, I feel like I should just tell you to take a couple of days off.
Well, you know as well as I do, Doc. It's the same thing with you. You can't, even if you're feeling bad, you can't take a couple of days off. Who's going to do this?
You know as well as I do. I got a lot of patients, and several of them listen to you.
Right.
And the reason I'm calling you today is the word unlistenable was used.
That the show is unlistenable because of me?
They say that you have been just a raging lunatic.
What are you talking? I'm not being a raging lunatic. I'm trying to do the show, but...
Look, let me shoot straight with you. The word a-hole was used.
Oh, who's telling you that? You know,
more than one person.
You know, all right, I'll be honest with you, Ray.
And then I hear you made a 14-year-old girl cry.
I didn't make it a 14-year-old girl. See, that's what happens. It's like playing that game telephone line. One person tells another person, and if you didn't hear it, Dr. Bastardo, don't say that I made a 14-year-old girl cry. I didn't.
And then you said something nasty about Martina Navratilova?
No, I was in support of what happened with her. See, you don't know what's going on. I didn't make a 14-year-old girl cry. Some guy called up, wanted stuff, and I was a little short with him, and he got all bent out of shape that I made him look bad.
Look, Stan, as your friend and as your doctor, what you're saying makes no sense. You sound scatterbrained to me. I'm very concerned.
Well, then what do you recommend, Doc? you know, all right, yeah, I didn't call you ahead of time. I thought I can manage this myself. Evidently, you're hearing through the grapevine that I'm doing all kinds of things, and I'm scatterbrained. There's got to be something you can do.
You want to know where I heard it from?
Where'd you hear it from?
I heard it from Dr. Imbroglio.
But
then again, he's always dramatic. He's always involved in some sort of ridiculous nonsense. It's always drama with him. So I take it with a grain.
Thank you very much. And you know what? I don't know how many doctors will actually sit around and listen to the show. Maybe he was told by somebody. See, you're getting it like third or fourth hand. I'm a likable guy,
well,
Doc. You know me.
Lots of doctors listen to your show. You remember the bald fellow that we golfed with a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Dr. Alopecia.
Yeah. Dr. Alopecia, he was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time with him. But listen.
Yes.
Yes, what do we do about
what
this?
What do we do
here's what we do about it. Nancy! I'm going to call you in.
Yeah.
Something that might ease your symptoms, okay?
Yeah.
What I'm going to call in for you is a mild sedative.
What? That's TV stuff. There's no saying, what a mild sedative. That's what they give like a hysterical woman in the emergency room. Doc, what can you do for her? I've given her a mild sedative. What do you mean you're going to give me a mild sedative? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm snapping
you a mild
at you.
Sedative so it'll calm you down so you stop hemorrhaging listeners.
I'm sorry. I don't feel good. I think I'm a little feverish, too. Are you smoking, doctor? Are you smoking? You're at the office, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm out back, yes. I have patients waiting. But you know what? I'm a human being.
Yeah. Sorry I'm snapping at you, but you called me up in the show and you're telling me I'm hemorrhaging listeners.
Well, if this doesn't get better, is it in your throat?
Yeah, it's in my throat. It's in my lungs. It's in my head. What are you going to give me other than a mild sedative?
What I want you to do is I want you to make a fist, and then as hard as you can, I want you to go right under your rib cage and hit yourself, okay?
Why? Why?
Just do it, please.
Now?
Yes, as hard as you can.
Under my rib cage, but my heart is under there.
Yes, I want it as hard as you can.
I'm not going to punch my heart.
I would be there, and I would do it myself, but we're over the phone. Let's just get this out of the way.
All right, what I got to do?
I just want you to hit yourself as hard as you can right under the rib cage.
With a closed fist, as hard as I
yes.
can. All right.
Yes.
All right. All right. Am I supposed to feel anything?
Yeah, did that hurt?
Yes, it hurt. But it's getting up the phlegm.
There you go. You're welcome.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.